The situation is pretty bleak at the moment. In Congo, and as I'm sure you know, has been sort of entrenched in war for about 10 years. But since late August, around 200,000, 250,000 have fled. And last week saw sort of a huge upsurge in the violence with a rebel group almost surrounding Goma town, which is the center of many of the humanitarian operations in the eastern Congo.
And can you describe the refugee situation?
Yeah, I mean, the refugee situation in terms of the numbers is actually sort of very difficult to establish. But I can talk to you about Kibati Camp, which is where I was today. Now, Kibati Camp is 4 kilometres north of Goma, and it's basically really on the front line of the war. So the people there are incredibly vulnerable. If violence breaks out again, they are the ones that will be affected and will have to move again. People have to move sort of time and time again. So I was talking to displaced people who, this is the fourth time they've fled. There's about 7,000 people in the camps, but most of them have arrived there in the last just month or so, and many more over recent days. The UNHCR told me that they've registered 1,000 people today.
How difficult is it for organisations such as Oxfam to distribute food and water and medicine and offer shelter to these people?
We've been working in Goma, and we're helping 65,000 people in Goma at the moment. We're in the camps and we're providing clean water and sanitation, and that's kept going throughout the fighting. The water taps, everything is still in good working order, which we're really pleased about. Just yesterday in Kapyabunga, which is north of Rushuru, which is really the epicentre of the fighting at the moment, we're tracking water to people. They're not people who are in camps, because in Congo not everybody flees to camps. For example, some people live with families in the community, some people shelter in public buildings such as schools. So we're just trying to get water to people who are in need, not necessarily people who are in the camps.